Reading from the New King James Version of the Bible, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 10 and 11, reads as follows. It says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. But there's no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whether thou goest. I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and change happen to them all." May the Lord have a blessing to his readers and the hearers of his words.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Oh, gracious Father, we come in once again. Lord God, we just want to give you thanks. Thank you for this moment in time, Lord God. And now as I prepare to present to your people what you have presented to me, Lord God, I ask that you give them a word, an ear to hear what it is that you have to say through me. Yes, Lord God, we just are thanking you for these and all your many blessings in your darling son Jesus' name. Amen? Amen, 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 church. As y'all know, y'all have me speaking this morning. And when I speak, I bring you good news, and I bring you good news. Amen? Right. Good news number one is that I am speaking. Amen. And good news number two is I won't be long. Amen? Amen? Amen, amen. If I can get you to focus just a second back to the scripture at verse 10. Mm-hmm. If you go down 10 to the bottom there where it says, "In the grave where does thy go?" Y'all see that? I need y'all to keep that in mind. In the grave where thy goeth. Amen? Amen? Amen. And at the top of that it says, "Whatsoever thy hands findeth to do, do with thy might." Amen. Now I want you to go over to verse 11. And look down at the bottom there, and you'll see what it says, "But time and change happen to them all." Amen. Amen. We see that? Amen. Now, I want y'all to keep in mind, this morning's message, the topic of my message is that, amen, time is not on your side. Time is not on your side. Amen? Amen. And I'm going to try and go back and go to the youth and to the teenage and grown folks and all that. Amen? Amen. Y'all just bear with me. Amen? Bear with me now because I'm going somewhere. Amen? Amen. So the first thing I want you to remember, just go back in your minds and think about when you was young. Now, of course, since I'm older than most of you people in here, I can go back a little bit further. Because, see, I can remember back in the day when the young girls, they would play such a thing as jump rope. Most young girls don't know what that is today. They would play jacks. And I know that none of them know what jacks is. They would play a game they call hopscotch. They don't know nothing about that. And the young boys would play cowboys. And they would have cap guns, of course. Kids know nothing about cap guns. And they used to have a horse. It was a stick horse. I don't even remember the last time I saw a stick horse. But it's been a while. They don't know anything about that. But time would tell us that I'm not on your side. Time would tell us that I am not your friend. Amen? Amen. And so we we move on in age and we come up to the times, and I can remember this, that we come up to the time of our teenage years. Amen? And I can remember that the dress for the girls was like stretch pants. And they wore a dress called culottes. I don't think ladies know what those are nowadays. They wore a top they call a halter top. Amen? And the guys, they would wear tailor-made clothes, pants. And the guys had wore what they call bell bottoms. Of course, they wore what they call platform shoes. Now, I can remember one artist, singer, he had a pair of platform shoes that the heel he had made clear where you could see through it. And he had fish in the hills. I can remember that. Those things are gone. They are no longer here. Time is not on your side. Time is not your friend. And we would move on to the house party. Time is not on your side. Where are the house parties nowadays? And we started out with color lights. The lights would be like a red or a green light, but it'll be colored, not the clear white lights. That was too much light for us. Time is not on your side. Listen. And then we moved from the color lights to a black light. Oh, the party was on then. We had black lights. Amen? Amen. Listen. Time is not your friend. Time is not your friend. And I can tell y'all this. Back then, I can remember way back when we couldn't afford a TV. Now back in this, we had radios. And only few people would have TV, so some people would go from their house to somebody else's house to watch the TV. And guess what? The TV was black and white. Black and white TV. Now back then, these TVs should have come in the package with the TV, a pair of plows. Because you definitely were going to need them, because guess what? The knob was going to break and you could not change the channel. That was going to happen. I think it was just built in. Not only that, but the antenna would break. And so you would need a coat hanger so you can get some reception. Time is not on your side. Time is not your friend. Listen, as I tell you the truth. Look, I can remember the time when I used to ride the bus to school. Time was not on my side. Listen. Later on, I remember that I was driving the bus to the school. Time is not your friend. Time is not your friend. Listen. I can remember the times when I thought I was quick as a light. Lightning fast. I remember the times when I didn't have to waste one step. I'd jump up out of bed and I'd be on my way doing whatever it was I had to do. Time is not your friend. I remember when I could see far off. I can remember when I could read small print. Time is not your friend. Time is not on your side. Listen, Pastor can testify this, because there was a time when Pastor used to jump the fence. Pastor wouldn't go, no, he wouldn't go to that gate. He would tell you. But now, Pastor have to find that gate. He had to find the gate. Why? Because time is not your friend. Listen, time tells us all the time, I'm not your friend. But do we listen? The problem is we don't listen. I didn't hear a word time was saying to me way back then. The last time I went on a basketball court, because I used to be able to shoot the ball from half court. I used to be able to shoot the ball way back there. I ain't saying I made anything. But at least I could hit the goal in the backboard. It wasn't that long ago that I went on the court and I wasn't even at the free throw line and I shot the ball and it went way under the goal. And I say, yeah, you big dummy, do that again. So I did it again. And since it went under the goal before, I said, okay, I'm going to put some more strength on it so I can get up there where I used to do. You know what? I shot a little bit harder, and guess what? It went under the goal. And this is what's, listen. So I let the ball go, and I left the court. Because I knew that what? Time was not on my side. I did not listen then. But guess what? Now, since my medicine cabinet is a whole pharmacy now, and at one time, I only had aspirins in there, maybe. But now that I got a whole pharmacy in there, now I'm listening to time. I can hear time tell me that I'm not on your side. Because there was a time when we would run through pain. We would get hurt, sit a while, and get up and go. There was a time when we did that. But guess what? Now pain runs through us. Pain runs through us now. There was a time when you could run through a cold. You catch a cold and you could actually sweat it out. It did it all the time. Now you catch a cold, it's going to be with you a week. Time is not your friend. So we grow up. And we go into whatever area there is that's for us. Amen, brother. You decide you're going to go into the military. You decide you're going to go to college. Or you decide you're just going to raise a family. Amen. And so now we move on from our one black and white TV for those who could afford it in one room, to now we got color TV in every room. We got TV in every room now. And guess what? We don't need a pair of pliers anymore. Hey, you ain't even got to get up out of your seat. You just take that deal and punch that button And you can change channel till the end. Where that? Where, well, that's what most of us do. Where that remote at? Turn the TV on, turn it off. Turn the volume up, turn it down. Change the channel. We can do that now. But time is steady telling us that it's not your friend. Time is telling us that it is not on your side. Time, listen, listen to me. There was a time when and most of it we still can do it because we too afraid. But listen, there was a time when you know driving car was all you could do with the car. You get in it, you start it up, and you drive it. Amen? Listen. Now you can get in a car, and it'll drive you. You just punch in where you want to go, and the car will take you there. You get on the highway and punch out, I want to go to Dallas. You punch in Dallas on that thing, 45, whatever, and you set that car on 45, and you ain't got to touch the wheel again. It'll take you to Dallas. Now, they got technology in this car because they put technology where the car watches you. It sees you. And if you turn your head and ain't looking at the road, the car warns you. Hey, dummy, you need to watch the road. It does. And if you still don't, it gives you another warning. The first warning is it flashes lights. It tells you, you need to watch the road. Okay, don't turn. Just don't pay no attention. And then it gives you an audio. Beep, 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 beep. And you still ain't looking. Then the next thing it do is shakes your seat. Wake up. And then if you don't respond, listen. If you don't respond, the car stops, turns on the flashers, and call for help. It does it, whether it's night or day. It watches you. And if you close your eyes, you can put dark shades on. It don't care. It still can see you. If it's nighttime and it's dark, it still can see you. You close your eyes like you sleep, it's going to go through those processes for you. The problem is that many of us don't trust this technology anymore. We don't. I know I don't. But nevertheless, the technology is there. When it went from you driving the car to now the car driving you. When it went from you parking the car, you push a button and it parks itself. Time is not on your side. It's not, because all this time is telling you, I am not your friend. I am not on your side. Trust me. Listen as I move on. I done been up here too long already. Listen. Time does nothing but accept what God has told it to do. That's all time does. Now we can cry, we can spit, sputter, pout, kick our feet, and we can do whatever we want. And time will tell you, I don't care. It's going to do what God says to do. Nothing changes time except for God. God tells time what to do. And what does time do? It tells you what to do. Time tells you what to do. You don't dictate time. A lot of us do. Wish we could. We have movies that run, and the movies say, well, you can go back in time. And so they had a time machine where you get in it, and you go back in time. I'm sorry. I knew flash, as Pastor would say. It don't happen. That's not going to happen. Listen. God tell us that what? There's a time for everything under the heavens. Everything. God says there's a time to be born and there's a time to die. God says there's a time to laugh and a time to cry. He says there's a time to tear down and there's a time to build up. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. That God says that there's a time for you to plant, and then there's a time for you to pluck up what has been planted. Amen. Amen. Now, wait a minute. I want y'all to go open your Bibles. Go to John. Amen. Let's look at this right quick. We're going to look at this really quick. John chapter 9. Amen. And we're going to go to verse. I want to focus on verse 4 and 5. John, let's see. We there? John chapter 9. Amen. Amen. Let's start at verse, because it's just a little bit on 3 that I want to focus on. So we'll go back to that. We'll go to verse chapter 9. We're at John 9?
Yes.
Okay. And let's look at verse 4 and 5. Amen?
Amen.
Chapter 9. Verse 4 and 5. You got it, Dick?
John chapter 9, reading from the New King James Version of the Bible, starting at verse 4. It says, I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. 5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
Amen, 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 amen. Not as you notice on verse 4, Jesus is saying, I must work the work of him who sent me. I must work the work of him who sent me. Now, the next thing he say is what? Why it is day. Why it is day. Why? Because the night cometh. Okay, now understand this. Understand it. Back there in those days, we didn't have electric. They didn't have a switch you can just go turn on and boom, the lights come on. They didn't have street lights everywhere. Amen? Amen. They could only operate in the daytime. Because at night it got dark and you can't work in the night. You cannot. Even today, if you didn't have lights, you can't work in the night. Even today. But look, Jesus is not talking about day and night there. That's not what he's saying. He's saying you must do the work now while you're here. Because there's going to come a day when you're what? Not here. Amen. Amen. Listen. Verse 5. What you got it? You still got it, D? Read that 5. Yes, sir. You still got it. Read 5. Amen.
Verse 5. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
Amen. As long as you are in the world, you are the what? Of the world. Okay, and Ecclesiastic, if you go back to Ecclesiastic, It was telling you that what? You do the work now because you cannot do the work when? In the grave. That's what it says. Time is not on your side, people. Time is not your friend. Time is only doing what God has told it to do. It don't change. Everything else changes. Time never changes. It never changes. Time, it don't have no choice because God has put it in place to do what it do. It don't change. It never changes. Listen, listen. You get old because you have to what? You have to do according to what time tells you to do. Time tells you you got to get old. Why? Because it just does the same thing. Time have no, listen, it don't know whether it's 1 minute, 2 minutes. It don't know whether it's 1 day or a month. It don't know whether it's 1 year or another. It don't, because time don't keep track of time. Time don't monitor time. It just goes. Time is not on your side. Time is not your friend. You think you may have time to do this or time to do that. Guess what? That's not your call. You do not dictate that. Listen, listen, let me close. Let me close. Listen, listen. Listen, what woman? Listen. Out of all the things that time does, out of all the things that God says there's a time for, God never says that you have time to waste. God never said that you have time to waste. You don't. This time is not your friend. Time don't give you do-overs. You don't get the, wait a minute, let me start again. Let me go back and do this thing again because it didn't turn out right. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to correct it and I'm going to get it right this time. Time don't allow you to do that. Time do not allow you to go back and do overs. Once it's here and once it's gone, that's it. That's it. And what do God want you to do? God wants you to spend your time being productive. Whatever you set your hands to, do it to the... Read that again, Doc. You got it? Ecclesiastes. Yeah, let's go back to Ecclesiastes chapter, where we start, chapter 9. Amen. Amen. Verse 10. And I'm going to take my seat.
Verse 10. Whatsoever thy hands find it to do, do it with thy might. For there's no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whether thy goals.
Amen. 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 And once again, time what? Time changes. Listen. Listen. Time don't change, but we change. Time forever goes, but we change. Amen. Amen. Hey, it's been my pleasure to present to y'all what God has presented to me. I hope that I have blessed your life in some way, shape, or form. And now, I'm finished and the doors of the church is open. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huff Smith Porville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."